Greetings, my name is Misha Sandoval. I will be your host for this podcast, Tone Deaf. So welcome to this episode. I hope that everyone is doing well, safe and sound. What's up? I've been having very active dreams, and the subconscious, right? Crippin'. So I've been having active dreams, and I wake up somewhat happy, but then also I'm like, like that. That's it. I hear the rooster in the mix of me waking up of this whatever dream I'm having, right? And I hear the rooster, and I'm for sure thinking it's at least 4 in the morning. I grab my phone, ended up seeing the time, and it's 2 in the morning. So I go to the bathroom, I come back to bed, bullshitting on my phone until I'm able to somewhat knock out. Then about 4:30, Diesel begins to start waking me up, right? And I'm thinking, I just have to say, I just love this dude so much. I tell Diesel, dude, it's Saturday, can you just fuck off? But I also love you and we'll talk later. To my surprise, because so there's only 2 reasons he wants me to literally wake up, right? He wants me to go feed him. Or he wants me to open the door because he's just ready to fuck around and paint the town red. It's just cold at that hour also. But to top that off, I've had such a busy week, right? So I'm fucking beat. And I've been hitting the gym hard. Subtle flex, but it's fine, right? Because I'm going to admit to what I'm comfortable with right now. So I pet him and he's scratching the blanket. So I'm thinking, dude, what do you want? So I don't know what I did. I think we had about 2 blankets stacked up. So I peeled 1 layer off and I extended my arm, I think because I was going to get ready to get up for him. And he just wanted to basically lay on my arm. What I tell you is that when that happened, I just closed the other layer on top of him and I hugged him and we fell asleep until 7:30 this morning. And I just have to say this because I fucking love him. I miss Ariel though. You have no idea. I just fucking... But to get into the episode, I wanted to introduce the room. I have Diesel and Alex. So at any point during the time I happen to bring them up, you will know exactly who I'm referring to. What's up? So I had some technical difficulties, so I think it's resolved now, right? Let me see. Ooh, that's a heavy one. What's playing right now is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Have you heard that song? It's just, it hits home. It hits home. Hold on, let me take this song off. I don't need to be all sappy on this one. So I've often said that a lot of people now misuse the word Karen. And this is one of the perfect examples that I could possibly tell you.
Karen? Hey, you want to talk about your privilege? Look at this, Latina woman.
Yeah,
look at your privilege. Look at your privilege, Latina.
What about my Latino privileges? Why? I was born here. I'm on the same rights you do.
Get off your high horse, woman.
And what?
Whoa, ho, ho, look at this.
So the thing is, the irony when he's like, get off your high horse, she's literally in a horse. So she's with a group of people.
About my Latino privileges.
Get off your high horse. I don't have any privilege.
Then why are you bringing race into it?
Because you have privilege. Look at you.
Just
you privilege.
As you and just as everybody.
No, I don't have privilege like you to ride a horse up here.
So what does me being Latino have to do with
because
it?
You're sure?
Because
you're
what?
Proving the fact that everybody has privilege. It doesn't matter what color. Thank you very much.
You're an idiot.
Okay, good day. Stay positive on your high horse. How much you pay your security guys? Hey, it's Video Matt. Check out Video Matt Presents. No. Video Matt Presents. You guys know who I am?
I know.
Yeah, Karen. Because I'm caring about others. Yes. Yes, because I'm caring about others. Yeah. You're a cowgirl. Yes. No, be proud.
I am proud.
But be proud of things you can control. You had no control over the color of your skin, so why would you be proud?
Why are you...
Whoa, shut up.
Why would you be proud of things you can't control?
I don't know. I think the people right now, I don't know. Even though I want to shit on the video, I just even can't. And I held your hand through all of these years, but you still have all of me. No? I was just singing that, not for my own pleasures, right? Because I'm listening to it right now, but because I wanted to see if you would remember what the song is. But if you don't know, that's fine, right? Again, I'm not a singer, nor am I an inspired-to-be singer, right? Did I say that correctly? But here's the thing. I have had this as a child where I have to sing to anything that I really like, right? And it's involuntary. It just happens. But anyway, this song, for example, it was so fucking long ago. So I already had picked up on Evanescence back on my earlier days, right? And Evanescence, I think, is probably one of my guilty pleasures. I remember seeing Amy Lee and I was like, oh, I want to marry her. Besides her having an amazing voice, I genuinely believe that. I believe that Amy Lee should have blown the fucking lid off. I'm not sure. I mean, Evanescence has really lasted probably a couple of years. But I heard My Immortal today. And since I've heard it, I just have been binging on the song now. Now, I'm not letting you know this so I could recommend the song to you. But I'm just letting you know because... The reason why I'm sharing this is because this fucking song is making me fucking cry, but I'm also not crying. You're fucking crying, damn it. I'm so fucking sad now. The fuck? Okay, so here's my rant with everything. Okay, I've often expressed my frustration with how I feel people misuse the word Karen, right? So I feel that obviously there are some Karens out there. Now, I don't need to explain to you what a Karen is because I've done it in the past and I'm just not doing it right now.
Karen?
Karen?
Hey, you want to talk about your privilege?
Karen.
Look at this, Latina woman.
Yeah,
look at your privilege. Look at your privilege, Latina.
What about my Latino privileges?
Look at your privilege.
I have the same rights you do, you fucking...
Oh, get off your high horse, woman.
And what?
Ho, ho, ho. Look at this.
What about my Latino privileges?
Get off your high horse.
You're going to bring race into this?
Yeah, look at... Hey, get off your high horse. Get off your... I don't have any privilege.
Then why are you bringing race into it?
Because you have privilege. Look at you.
You're
privileged.
Just as you and just as everybody
no,
here has
I don't have privilege like you to ride a horse up here.
So what does me being Latino have to do with
because
it?
You're sharing,
because
you're
what?
Proving the fact that everybody has privilege. It doesn't matter what color. Thank you very much.
You're an idiot.
Okay, good day. Stay positive on your high horse. How much you pay your security guys? Hey, it's Video Matt. Check out Video Matt Presents. No. Video Matt Presents. You guys know who I am?
Karen. I know.
Yeah, Karen. Because I'm caring about others, yes. Yes, because I'm caring about others. Yeah, you're a cowgirl. Yes, no, be proud.
I am proud.
But be proud of things you can control. You had no control over the color of your skin, so why would you be proud? Why would you be proud of things you can't control?
There was this guy, actually, sidetracking, right? I saw a podcast. I saw this podcast, and I honestly, look. I've often said this, right? I feel everyone is fucking cringing, including myself. Hold on, I have to backtrack myself, right? I'll remember. I feel like I'm scared to segue because then I'm going to lose my point with the video, but that's the main thing, right? But I am segueing now. So what I'm saying is now I fucking lost that point. Jeez. You see what happens when I'm too in my head? I got it. So I have to give them kudos, right? But I can't tell still if I like them or I dislike them. I don't know. It's just they say the most crazy shit too, but I think I'll talk about that on some other episode because I'm still debating. But I look here. I could like someone, but I am going to yuck everyone's yum from once in a while because that's what I do, right? Here's the thing. It comes off as me being a hater, but it's not me being a hater. But also, I think that you should recognize that even if you like people to a degree, you can call their shit out when it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you could say, all right, well, that one fucking sucked and that's okay. But automatically, like, a lot of people think that I would be a hater against Deftones now. Right? Because I enjoy their older shit more than I do their newer things. And I've been called a hater for that. And I've got into serious arguments about this back when, right? Because people were just out calling me a hater. But I was saying, like, do not get me wrong. Like, I like Deftones and I'm a supporter. It's just saying that this album kind of sucked. And that's cool. That's my point, right? You shouldn't fucking suck up to everything that's being so suggestive now. And that's what's frustrating, but I think that's another fucking point, which I don't get my point now talking about it. And what the fuck was my point? I don't know. I mean, it's basically how I feel. Just get your shit together. So I'm listening to the most chillest music lately, right? Why, you ask? Because I'm just chilling right now, right? And I'm on the top floor. So what do I do when I'm on the top floor? I basically listen to the calmest music that will just relax me, right? So I get my own personal playlist and I start binging on that for a bit and then my thoughts come into play. And what's happening right now is that I don't know. I feel happy right now and I don't know what I'm feeling. I just feel something. But I have to say this out loud right now because otherwise I'm just not going to, right? And so I guess what I'm saying is just I feel so restricted sometimes to give my raw opinion about a lot of things because what the fuck do I know? This is fucking scary to me and I think this is another rant, but I don't know how to feel about this just yet. I was gonna get into something else, but I'm so glad that I didn't, right? I don't know what's pulling at me right now. It's so frustrating. I can't figure the feeling out. Is it because Mac DeMarco's playing? What the fuck? This is such an unexplainable feeling. I don't know. Look, I guess I'm all in my feelings right now because I got to hang out with my family a little bit. And it wasn't, I think, the moment wasn't really tainted. I just need to make shit happen is what I'm saying. But also, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. I don't know what's pulling at me right now. And I'm bringing up a lot of things that's coming up in my head. So I'm picking right now. So I'd rather just move on, right? So I guess what I'm saying is that I'm so fucking scared because so much shit's happening. And I'm getting more involved with looking up all these things with the election. And honestly, I don't know what the fuck to say, right? But the one thing that I'm I know it sounds super random, right? Like the whole topic right now, which I'm so tempted to delete this and re-record it again, but I've committed to not doing that all that much. So the fact that this is happening should show me it's more of a discipline thing, right? Because I'm still going on. I don't know what the fuck is pulling at me. You know what that means, right? I'm only gonna play this out loud so I can just keep... So I can keep my mind occupied because I'm so fucking distracted that I feel my mind wants to take me to a particular thing, but I just don't know what that is. Hold on, it's getting cold too. Chill. Those are real birds, by the way. I'm gonna play that song, but it feels bad. Fuck it, yeah. Yep, definitely not that one. Hold on. Alex.
All right, so I'm just gonna move on from it. Fuck it, it left. So let me play this video. So if you don't know who this is, there's this guy that has gone viral for playing Joker on TikTok, and what is his name? Stray Drop Lace. So let me play his video, okay?
And I want nothing, nothing but the best for myself. I am devoted to my higher being. And as we got this emotional breakdown, we've got no gifters, no gifters, not a single fucking gifter for this emotional breakdown that is causing so much fucking anxiety in my soul that I want nothing to do with anyone in this fucking existence. 2023 is the year of hell. This is the year of hell. And I'm telling you, when I wake up, the real nightmare begins. Because nothing is worse.
Thought about it too long though. Listen. Listen, 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 listen. He fucked up here by thinking about it, right?
Nothing to do with anyone in this fucking existence. 2023 is the year of hell. This is the year of hell. And I'm telling you, when I wake up, the real nightmare begins. Because
thinking about it,
nothing is worse than living a life like this, where nobody gives a fuck about you, where you walk past the people that need you, and you kiss ass the people that don't give a fuck about you. You are no good for me. You fucking suck, and I hate all of you. You mean shit. You want drama. You want breakdown. I've kept it cool too long. Now, the wrath of Joker is upon each and every one of you. Just know that you were warned. You were warned.
You can't tell me this fucking guy is not being for real. And everyone is thinking it's some sort of joke. Eh? No? It's too much. It was a low grab, huh? Hold on. The video, the entire video, I mean, I can dissect this video into a million pieces because where do I start from, right? The whole video itself is fucking ridiculous, right? He's arguing over the fact that no one is giving him gifts. Let me play another video for you, just in case that didn't do it for you.
Fucking get some cash, come back to the live, yep, and drop some fucking bones, bro. Because this isn't even
hold on.
Shit, man.
This, hold on, let me play it.
Fucking get some cash, come back to the live, and drop some fucking bones, bro. Yeah. Because this isn't even shit, man. And you guys are gonna lose me on these lives. Because this ain't no fucking money, bro. There ain't no fucking money on these lives. I'm telling you, none of my accounts are monetized. You have the ability to monetize my videos. Come back with some fucking cash. I'm doing it, bro. I'm the fucking dope dealer, and I'm giving you these videos that's got some fucking straight drop in it, man. These videos are fucking pure and viral, mega fucking viral. I've got over 7,000 raw files waiting for upload, but because they have not allowed me to monetize a single fucking account, we're losing so much money, dude. So much money while TikTok is profiting off of my hard work, my camera lens, the charging of the battery. I do this every fucking day. While you, I'm telling you, fucking get some cash.
What the fuck? Chill, chill, chill. Let me drink some water. What a mess, huh? Look at me. I'm all over the place. Honestly, like if anyone listens to this and thinks this is some normal behavior, but the fact that I'm even showing you this, the fact that I even seen this, it's so hard to digest the entire video. The anger behind the shit, like I like the entire video doesn't make sense to me. I
seriously wanted to shit on the entire video, and then actually listening to it, it's sad to me that we're living in this kind of time that, in spite of everything else, there's just people being so... This is a product of the sheeple, right? Like, you cannot say it's not. I don't know. I have a love and hate relationship with TikTok, too, because I just find the most insane videos that have me feeling like I've tasted, it does something, clearly. I don't know. I'm just so lost for words. I wanted to go in on it, but, like, can you imagine? People are like, come back and go get some money? The fuck? Like, what is that? I mean, isn't that the story of the Joker, actually? You know, he goes on a rampage from having the world reject him. I don't know. Just think about everything. I don't know. Everything is sad right now. It's sad times. Everyone creates a monster in their own way, right? Actually, I was going to get petty. I think it was last week. I've already talked about this, by the way, and it goes to show you what the fact that I'm bringing it up right now is still bothering me. But I know I talked about it last week that I was on this Camp Cannabis thing that I had bought whatever ago, right? And that's what I said last week. I start smoking it, and then, it's getting cold. It was on some petty shit that I didn't want to talk about, but I felt some type of way. But they did it again today, so now I'm pissed, right? Clearly, admitting this last week, I couldn't, because I would be like, nah, I'm over it. But I guess I'm not. And the first word that came out of my mouth is that I'm pissed. It was so annoying. I just feel that people are annoying. It's so hard to find just a chill person that's by definition chill. That's like, I just don't give a shit all that much kind of attitude, right? So this is annoying, but look, I'm saving myself and I'm playing some chill music, so I won't get this amped up about it. But I guess I'm admitting this, and I hopefully after this, I can just move on from it. I got on Camp Cannabis because Stizzy was leaking a lot. So it started leaking, and this was the whole thing that it became a whole thing at the dispensary. So look, I don't even want to get into the depth of what happened last time, but this time, that was the whole thing where I switched up to Camp Cannabis. So now this is my fourth product with them. The dog. I get back, and mind you, the dispensary is by my job, right? Like maybe 7 minutes from my job. It's just ways from where I live. So I come back, I'm excited about it, and I start smoking it, and it's clogged up. And I think on last week's episode, I said it's portable, and I meant to say disposable, but I'm correcting myself now. It freaked me out because of that, because I don't know how good it will be, right? And I'm avoiding this whole conflict with me going to the dispensary because they made such a thing of it. So I literally go back the next day before I go to work, and I'm like, hey, this is what's going on. Sell me another one. You know, I just don't want to pay full price for it. And I was kind of stern on that. The expression of his face was thinking I was trying to run a fast one by him. And I go, you know what? Just test out the product. And he's like, yeah, let me see the pen. And here's what fucking upset me. So I ended up getting another pen, right? And he gives it back to me and does like a kind of face. I don't know if you're able to see. Obviously not, right? But he like kind of like, yeah, no, I know what you mean, but actually doesn't, or some shit. I don't know how to explain it to you. It was just the kind of face that he gave me. And then I thought he agreed. And I was like, ugh. I was like, oh, you felt it also? He's like, no, actually, it works. And I said to him, really? Okay. Well, fuck me, right? Because it doesn't for me. So I started feeling some type of way. And he's like, well, have you had this product? Have you had Camp Cannabis before? And I go, yeah, this is the fourth one, actually. And that's why I brought it in, because it's just not
polling, right? I don't know what I said, to be honest with you. Making the long story short, I got to the new one and it was working perfectly fine. And I wanted to go on some petty shit back to the dispensary and tell them like, hey, fucking test both of them out. And because I like, what the fuck, you know, like he's making me feel like a cheapskate. Like I want to get a discounted one. But I do, right? Secretly. But also, dude, you know how much it is on taxes for the fucking dispensary? It's insane. So yeah, if something is half working and then I'm feeling so badly about it, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, oh fuck, I just don't want to do I don't want to make a thing of it. It's just like, I would be considered a Karen probably for going into the fucking shit and being like, yo, my stuff is fucked up. And I don't like that. I don't like that. I think I'm okay now. I'm no longer mad. I'm no longer mad. It's so cold now. It's getting cold. And I was all over the map today. I think that I was able to mention the most things I wanted to talk about, but I also don't know until I do, right? I forgot to mention, I was at the gym, Sonal Flex, right? Hi. Ben. Hi. So for this song, is going to be Washer by Slint. If you do not know who Slint is, other genres considered post-punk, math rock, hardcore, indie. What else? They're an 80s band. But yeah, that song, Slint, Washer by Slint. I like the instrumentals a lot more than I do the lyrics on it. But it's just because I'm chilling, right? I'm listening to this chill. I'm going to up my music in a few. I'm still, what is it, brewing? I'm still a little rugged. And then the second song is going to be So You Want to Be a Superhero by Clarissa Weird. But I'll leave the songs on the description of the episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, sending you all caffeine to your bloodstreams. Take good care. Be well, be kind, but take no shit. Sending you all caffeine to your bloodstreams. Have a drink for me. And yeah, God bless you. Let's get it. Okay.